As we know, the Supercars Adelaide 500 happening in Adelaide this weekend. Looking forward to that. The opening round of the Virgin Australian Supercars Championship. Very good morning to Matty White.
Morning, Matt, man. Great to speak to you.
Well, it's great to catch up with you again. Thank you so much for joining us. And looking forward to this event. It's always huge in Adelaide, isn't it?
Yeah, it's enormous. And the 20th anniversary will be a good one because, you know, they've got a few sort of historic flashbacks for us to consider and some on-track stuff as well that'll be really, really good to go back through the years because the history of this event is just quite amazing. I was here for the first year in 1999 when it was known as the Sensational Adelaide 500, mate.
Yes.
Everyone thinks that it was actually Clipsal all the way back, but it wasn't. The first year was the Sensational Adelaide 500. Then it became Clipsal for 18 years, and it's back to Adelaide 500. We've actually been talking about how, you know, as broadcasters, we're going to have to knock it out of ourselves to not refer to it as Clipsal. I'm actually thinking, mate, of getting a little counter made up at the bottom of the screen, and every time somebody drops it, we'll go bing and, you know, throw some money in the swear jar.
It's going to be fantastic, isn't it? And the big question is, can 2017 Supercars champion Jamie Whincup kickstart the year on the right note?
Well, you have to back on him because, you know, he's won more races here than anybody, 10 races out of the 40 races that have been held here in the last 20 years. So it's an extraordinary number. And then you put it against these other numbers, you know, more championships, 7, more race wins, 108, more podiums, more poles than anybody in the history of our sport. But what gets me with Jamie Whincup and Triple Late racing is that when they start a new year, and even with new regulations and new cars, they don't start behind the eight ball. They start in front of it. So they've got the new Commodore ZB online this year that 888 has produced for pretty much half of the field, and I just don't expect them to have to scratch and, you know, try and pin the tail on the donkey. They normally come out firing straight up. So, you know, Whincup deserves to be the favourite for the start of this year.
It's going to be fantastic. And what about local boys? You know, I always ask, yeah, how are the local boys going to go?
Well, hopefully really well. I spent some good time with Rick Kelly at a season launch the other day. Rick's going to still be working with us. So, you know, that team's really pumped and fired up and ready to go. He's got a new teammate for the first time in a long time. Andre Heimgartner stepping in for Todd Kelly there. So some new cars coming online at Nissan as well. And Cam Waters, I mean, you know, what an extraordinary story. We've been talking about him, about how, you know, the first year he just wanted to get in and learn those tracks. The second year he made a public statement that he knew them. It's time to actually do something with them. And he comes out and wins the Sandown 500 with one of the rookies this year in Richie Stanaway. So I expect really big things from Cam Waters. That team at now branded Tickford Racing is going to, I think, go off the charts a little bit this year. I think they'll really, really step it up. I mean, they've got 4 top-class drivers in there, and I really expect to see Cam starting to land a few more consistent blows throughout the season.
Yeah, fantastic. Looking forward to it. The Supercars Adelaide 500 live and free on the Wynn Network, and looking forward to the coverage. But thank you so much for your time this morning, champion, and have a ripper call.
Thanks, mate. It's going to be a great weekend.